Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological consultation report on patient Janet Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Address is 6545 Lincoln Boulevard, P.O. Box 5954, Orville, California, 95966. Phone 530-403-9879. Below that, it would be 530-533-7377. ID is XXX-XX-1545. Date of birth 11/20/1945. Age 80 year old. Retired female. Email is imperial-topaz@hotmail.com. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Oroville. Insurance is Medicare/CHAMP VA. It's addressed to Dr. Sultan Chopan, C-H-O-P-A-N, M-D. This is at Dove's Landing, 2450 Oral Dam Boulevard, Orville, California, 95966, 530-712-2191. Leave a space for the fax number. Consulting physicians, Dr. Matthew Doty, D-O-T-Y, Dove's Landing, Dash Back Pain Management, Dr. Brock Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S, M-D, Enlo Hospital, Knee and Hip Replacement, Dr. K-I, and the second name is X-I-O-N-G, M.D., Orville Hospital, Hammer, Toes, and Release. The next is Dr. Roxana, A-R-A-K-O-Z-I-E, Dermatology. The next is Dr. Kevin Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, North State Plastic Surgery, Eyelid Lift. The next is Dr. Doron, D-O-R-O-N-S-A-G-I-V, UC Davis, Bony Cranial Cyst. The next is Dr. David G-A-J-B-A. Laser surgery. The next is Dr. Kirk, G-R-A-N-L-U-N-D, and Dr. Brazil, left hand cyst removal. They're at Orthopedic Associates. The next is Dr. Stephen R. O. C. C. H. T. Orville Vision. The next is Dr. S. O. U. D. A. N. Dash Dental. New paragraph. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for possible suspected Parkinson's symptoms, new paragraph, comorbid medical problems, listed vertically, bilateral sacroiliac degeneration. Number two is lumbar degenerative disease with neuralgia / neuropathy - radiculopathy. The next is history of cervical stenosis, subparagraph, history of cage placement with excellent results. The next is findings of morbid obesity and clinical examination findings suspicious for metabolic syndrome, subparagraph, currently treated and stable controlling hemoglobin A1C. The next is history of hypertension - treated. Next diagnosis is history of left facial neuralgia. Current clinical symptoms of feeling dizzy, lightheaded, and sometimes spinning. New paragraph, history of bariatric surgery. New paragraph, history of diverticulosis. New paragraph, history of distal lower extremity peripheral neuropathy. New paragraph, history of fibromyalgia symptoms. New paragraph, history of GERD. New paragraph, history of asthma. New paragraph, current medications. Levothyroxine 0.125 milligrams daily. Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Pregabalin - Lyrica 100 milligrams TID. Next is Singulair 10 milligrams daily. Next is Prilosec 40 milligrams daily. New paragraph, medicinals and supplements. B-complex with vitamin B12, biotin, you can list these vertically. Flonase nasal spray, ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID PRN. Omega-3 fatty acids. Red yeast rice, vitamin C, vitamin D3, medical allergies, codeine, latex, lidocaine, methylprednisolone, morphine, and procaine. Dear Doctor, Chopin thank you for referring Janet Kelly. New paragraph. As you may remember, Janet Kelly was a former patient in my practice many years ago, referred to UCSF, where she underwent a successful caging procedure for her cervical spine, relieving substantial symptoms of spinal stenosis successfully. New paragraph. More recently, she has developed increasing back pain, where her diagnostic evaluation suggesting lower lumbar spine degeneration with findings of neuroforaminal and spinal stenosis. For which she may be a surgical candidate. New paragraph. She has a past medical history of neuralgia and neuropathy with left facial hypesthesia, for which MR brain imaging may be very valuable. And will be considered, new paragraph. While she has morbid obesity and has been working diligently on weight reduction, she still has findings that would be consistent with metabolic syndrome, for which scrupulous attention to her therapy for weight control and weight reduction may be very valuable in allowing her to lose the additional abdominal panniculus that is contributing to her medical symptoms. New paragraph. She gives an additional history of some mild cognitive impairment over a period of time, new paragraph. She reports some symptoms of tremor that increases with weight bearing, subparagraph. Medical examination today demonstrates this bilaterally. Testing for Parkinson features demonstrates a very slight inducible neuromuscular rigidity for which she may be at Parkinson's risk. New paragraph, we are referring her to for a DAT scan of the brain in Reading, while we also refer her for electrodiagnostic testing in Reading as well. For further evaluation of her symptoms of neuropathy in the lower extremities, new paragraph, her lumbar degeneration, of course, is a risk for symptoms, but her clinical testing suggests hypesthesia to temperature and sensation in the feet as well, for which I have ordered additional laboratory testing for neuropathic disorders producing hypesthesia. New paragraph, by her report, her hemoglobin A1Cs are good under her current treatment regimen, which she is scrupulous in following, period. New paragraph. Today we had an extended discussion about her clinical symptoms and current management. New paragraph, I've encouraged her to complete additional testing for which we will request, including high-resolution neuroquantitative brain MR imaging. while we test her for degeneration, dementia-related laboratory risk factors. New paragraph, should those be positive, we will see her in return and refer her for high-resolution amyloid PET CT brain imaging as part of her diagnostic evaluation for cerebral degeneration. New paragraph. With her risk factors, whether she has sleep-disordered breathing or even sleep apnea, I am uncertain, but testing with home sleep studies would be very valuable in assisting her in moving forward with both physiological improvement and weight reduction. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for follow-up as we complete her additional testing, including the DAT scan imaging, to exclude Parkinson's features for which adjustment of her regimen might be beneficial. New paragraph. As you know, she was treated with carbidopa-levodopa at low doses at bedtime, but unfortunately did not notice that this produced any significant improvement necessarily. New paragraph. I will have more information when she returns with her study testing. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then. New paragraph. Thank you again for referring this most pleasant and intelligent patient. Signed and respectfully with my professional signature.